We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Now That I'm Saved, What's Next? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. I have just read from the New English Translation. Now that you are done with your first degree, what's next? Joy's dad asked. Her response was, I want to work, Dad. Most people who enroll or are enrolling for higher degrees do so because they want better jobs. People keep improving themselves so they can be useful in solving societal problems, gain relevance, and earn money. In like manner, you were saved and brought into service to God, and you are expected to keep improving yourself so you can become more relevant in the kingdom, please your Savior, and eventually receive your eternal reward. See Revelation 22:12. However, this is not the case with many Christians today. They behave as though salvation is simply an escape from hell and do not care about what their Savior desires. Remember that the most important reason you were saved is so that you would be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:30. And what Jesus spent his life doing was pleasing the Father. Concerning this, God said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. This was declared near the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. If you must be conformed to the image of the Son, you must please God as Jesus did. This means discovering what God wants you to do and being fruitful in it. Go into today knowing that now that you are saved, what's next is discovering what God has called you to be, walking in it, and continually improving yourself until the day you hear, Well done, good and faithful servant. Matthew 25:21. Prayer. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you reveal my calling to me and help me walk in it to the point of fruitfulness. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 2 Chronicles 16-20. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.